Magic Kitten, A Circus Wish by Sue Bentley. Read by Emma Parrish. Prologue. The young white lion's heart beat fast as he looked at the plains and the distant mountains shimmering in the heat. All was quiet. He felt a surge of hope. Perhaps he need hide no longer. Suddenly a deep roar split the air, and an enormous adult black lion appeared, bounding towards him from the far shore. "Ebony!" the young white lion gasped in fear. Before he knew what was happening, there was a bright flash and a shower of silver sparkles. In the young lion's place now crouched a tiny, fluffy, coal-black kitten. The kitten backed up slowly, trembling with fear as it scrambled into a clearing in nearby reeds out of the black lion's sight. There was a stealthy movement to one side and the reeds parted. An old grey lion emerged into the clearing and bowed his head before the kitten. "Greetings, Prince Flame. I am glad to see you safe and well. But you have returned at a dangerous time," he rumbled.
"Cirrus," Flame greeted his old friend quietly. "It seems my uncle still rules my kingdom."
"He does," Cirrus replied gravely, "and he has many spies looking for you. If Ebony kills you, there will be no one to stop his evil." Flame lifted his tiny chin, and his big emerald eyes smoldered with anger.
"One day I will challenge him and take my rightful place on the lion throne," he mewed bravely.
Cirrus nodded, his old muzzle wrinkling in a proud smile. "But for now you must leave. Use your disguise to hide far away and grow strong."